Okay, we do like to record these. We do two things. We record them, and they're on our Brownfields website, and then we also have post-session notes that we send to everyone. So if you have not, if you're not getting notices, send your contact information to msenyu@aol.com. So we always get started with news from Washington, when there is any, or if there is any, or and HMTRI. So, Glo, any news?
Yeah, actually a little bit from headquarters. They wanted me to remind people to ensure that your grants.gov login, your DUNS, and your SAM registrations are all up to date. They are targeting mid-October for posting the next job training RFP, but they said it could potentially be a little bit sooner than that. So they will keep us informed, and we in turn will keep all of you informed. But if you plan to submit, I encourage you to go check that out now, your grants.gov login, DUNS, and SAM registrations. Just make sure that everything is up to date. That was it from headquarters. From HMTRI, I was just going to give a quick overview of some of the resources available on our Brownfields toolbox, just because it is that time of the year. People are working on their grants, and I think that some of these things would be very useful to you. So we just did the 2017 annual Environmental Job Development All Grantee Meeting, August 9th through 10th, and all of the resources and PowerPoints from that meeting are on the Brownfields toolbox. If you go to the homepage, which is brownfields-toolbox.org, there's a link to the 2017 All Grantee Meeting. So the link then leads you to all the downloads from that meeting. Off to the side are links that go to past meetings, so you might want to check all of those out. These are PowerPoints from the grantees that they used for their presentations at the meeting on all kinds of topics related to job training. Let's see. The Starter Program section has been completely rewritten and expanded in the last 6 months, so if you haven't looked at it in a while, you may want to check it out. It includes detailed information on the components needed to develop a successful job training program, such as community and labor market assessment, building partnerships, student recruitment and assessment, developing training programs, all the components that you need to have a successful program. We added a new section on the EWDJT application process, and another section on what to expect if you're funded or if you're not funded. So you might want to check all of these out. Again, go to the homepage. There's some tabs along the top. Click on the one that says Start a Program. Under the Downloads tab, you'll find a link to, like I said, all the materials from past grantee meetings and an archive of the posts that have been made to our listserv. We use the listserv to post announcements from us here at HMTRI, from EPA headquarters. When the RFP is released, I put that out on this listserv. It's also used by some grantees to post questions to fellow grantees so that when they do that, the listserv then is a networking tool for them to continue to learn and share with each other between the all grantee meetings. Also under the Downloads tab is our social media directory, which is a compilation of websites, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Google Plus sites for over 35 current grantees. All the social platforms are linked in the document. Also under the Downloads tab is our Certified Employee Finder, which is a compilation of currently funded grantees' graduation dates for 2017, the number of graduates that they have seeking employment, certifications and certificates that the graduates possess, and core competencies. Both of these resources are updated annually. They are due to be updated again in the spring, so they're very current right now. under the Connect News tab, you'll find links to all of our issues of our bi-monthly newsletter called Connect News. I just sent issue number 11 for September out on the listserv just a few days ago. The topic this month was resources and references. All issues dating back to our first issue in January 2016 are on that link to download. And finally, as you all know, and as Mike already said, we do post-session notes for all of our PLC sessions. Today is our 177th PLC sessions. And all the notes going back to session number one are available to download on the PLC Sessions tab, again, on the homepage of our website. So if you haven't checked out the website lately, you might want to go do that, especially if you are in the process of getting your proposals ready to send. Probably most of you, from the names that I heard, the people that are on the call today, I have on our listserv, but if I don't and you want to be included, just send me an email. My email is ghanne@eicc.edu. Or if you have any questions, contact me for that too. That's it from me, Mike.
Okay. Brownfields-toolbox.org. And if you email GLOW, we'll make sure you also get the post-session notes that we write after every conference call we have. They usually come out on Friday, and they'll have websites and direct you to URLs. Anything that we talk about in this call we'll have on there, and usually a bunch more on related topics. This is an important week, and I want to put in perspective what happened, and GLOW talked about it in terms of what Rachel, our project officer, said, that the Brownfields Environmental Workforce Development Job Training Grant proposals will be coming out in mid-October. And if you look at the history of EPA, they have basically four grants that are really relevant to what we do. And this is out of the Office of Brownfields and Land Revitalization. They call it OBLR. And out of that office, they have what we call the ARC grants, which is what we're going to talk about today. Revolving loan funds, cleanup. The fourth one is environmental workforce development and job training, which, of course, we're most interested in. This last week, the announcement or request for proposals came out for the ARC grants, different proposals for each of those, and they're due November 16th. Traditionally, what happens in there in the office in EPA headquarters is they'll put out the ARC RFPs, and there's a two-month fuse on that. So in other words, they're due on the 16th of November. It was issued on the 16th of September. Then they'll wait about a month, and then they'll go for the job training grants, again with about a two-month fuse. So that would put it, if all goes the way they usually work, in October 16th. It sometimes slips if there's some changes that have to be approved, but that's often what happens. Now, last year, they came out fairly late because there were some changes. The problem with the Environmental Workforce RLF, the request for proposals, is that it usually falls over the holidays, which makes things very difficult to respond to these grants. It went into February last year. This year, if all goes as planned, so we're talking about October, and then we're falling into the holidays again as we're ready to submit these proposals. So that's probably what we're faced with. Again, it looks like it'll be mid-October to early November. Hopefully they'll come out earlier, and then we'll go into December, the next 60 days, to get your grant fine-tuned. Our professional learning community will extend through that time, and we'll be getting into the nuts and bolts. In fact, we'll be starting very soon. We've been talking a lot about the foundation of our grants, and mostly about assessments and forming your advisory committees, forming your partners. And as we approach the RFP, we'll get into the actual training and retention placement activities. But today we really want to talk about the ARC grants, because, and the question is, well, why? we are so closely related to them, and you're going to find some interesting things out today. At previous all grantee meetings, Maddie said, we're going to make sure that our other grants, and we requested this, could you make sure that your other grants work with the Environmental Workforce and Job Development grants to hire our people? And he said, I'm going to do that. And he did it. And so as we review the Assessment Revolving Fund and the cleanup grants, every one of them has basic boilerplate in there. It's actually cut and paste into each grant that as part of their ranking criteria, they're going to be required to work with the Environmental Workforce Development Job Training Program. We will likely, in our RFP, have something similar that we will need to work with them. And they rank it for about 2 points. You will be amazed when you go into some of those ARC grants, and in the notes I'll show you how you could access all of this information, but you're going to see that their RFPs are almost identical, with some minor exceptions because of their topic areas, almost identical to the Environment Workforce Development Job Training Programs. Their charts are identical. The requests for information are identical. They do the threshold analysis. They do the ranking criteria analysis, just like what we do. So what this call is all about is we want to introduce you to ARC so you're familiar with the ARC grants. We want to get you to contact the ARC grants, and we're going to tell you how we do that. Now, of those three grants, they're getting about $50 million. Now, the Environmental Workforce Development Job Training Grant Program is about $3 million, much, much smaller. But they give out about 198 grants, almost 200 grants for that $50 million. And those are divided up against assessment, revolving loan fund, and cleanup grants. The ones that will affect us most will be cleanup grants, because these will be grants to actually start cleaning up. And it might also affect, to some extent, assessment and RLF grants, the revolving loan fund. Basically, the assessment grants are, and they were the first ones to be funded by EPA when the program first started. And that was to identify brownfields. Where in your community are the worst, most polluted brownfields, and what priority should you list those, and how do you do some contamination determination? How do you do some assessments? It's not about a clean funding for cleanup, but it's all about identification of where you want to proceed as a community. Now, both the assessment and the RLF grants are basically funded to government entities or community development corporations or government entities, usually counties or cities. It could be a state, but it's a government entity. And they apply for these federal funds. And if they get a grant, and interestingly enough, the assessment grants are the same as ours, 3 years, a couple $100,000. There's a little bit of exceptions to there. They give them some options of combining sites or going into what they call coalitions with other groups, but it's essentially almost identical to the workforce development job training. They have to get into community involvement. They have to do an assessment of their community. They're not doing a labor market assessment, but they're doing community assessment. They have to form partnerships, community partnerships. They have to do public awareness and public hearings, which is, and you're going to see where I'm going with this, they're going to do everything you have to do, and the charts almost look identical. And it's a no-brainer, and I don't know how many of you out there or even past grantees have actually contacted the assessment grantees, but by doing it, you can save an incredible amount of effort by combining forces with them and sharing information. They could use some information that you have that they may not have collected yet. They will also have information about demographics and the communities you may want to serve. So it's very important that we get in touch with these people. So the assessment grants, there are going to be about 145 of them. There's about $33 million going to the assessment grants. These will be all over the country. And I'll tell you in a little while the best way to get in touch with these people. Those will be one of the proposals that EPA will be working on in the next 60 days. And then, of course, after they're due, in about another 90 days, and they'll be awarded. And then, of course, you're a month lag for the workforce grants, and then right after they're awarded, a month later, you'll be awarded for your grant that you submit. So having said a little bit about assessment, let's talk a little bit about the RLF, which is the Revolving Loan Fund. The Revolving Loan Fund is a different grant program, but it's the second part of the ARC. And this is basically seed money for starting up loan programs. And it's to give communities capital so they could start revolving loan funds to people who want to do some cleanup. And that's the only one that has a cost share. The government entity has to put up about 20% in some sort of a cost share with labor or money or some sort of in-kind contributions. It's about a $9 million program, and they're going to give 15 communities money to start revolving loan funds. And once those communities get that, they'll be able to give out loans, low-interest loans, sometimes forgiving loans to some community government. These are governmental organizations to start some brownfield cleanups. So those grants, the RLF funds probably have, of the three, have least to do with where we may be placing our graduates. But again, more than likely, the people that are doing the assessment grants may be doing, and particularly the cleanup grants, may be applying for the RLF grants. And again, they have a stipulation, I think it's page 38 in their RFP, that to get two extra points in their evaluation, they need to touch base with the Environmental Workforce Development Job Training Program. So you need to get in touch with them, and they need to get in touch with you. So again, we're setting up this stage where I'm going to really encourage you to contact the people in your community that may either be doing assessment grants, revolving loan fund grants, or the next one, which is probably the closest to what we're involved in, is the actual cleanup grants. The cleanup grants, they're going to allocate about $7.5 million for 38 grants for cleanup. And again, just like all of these grants, just like the job training grant, it's seed money to get started. They're expected to leverage all of them. They're expected to get funds from other sources, just like the Environmental Workforce Development Job Training Program is. All of the same. Again, they're mirror images, they're sister programs, and the cleanup grants are fairly self-explanatory. Therefore, actually, after you've gone through the assessment and you've done phase ones and phase two, then perhaps you are getting some money through a low-interest loan with the revolving loan fund. And then the next step is to start actual cleanup activities. And, of course, if you're going to be doing cleanup activities, you're going to need people to do them. So you're going to need trained, certified people. Now, more than likely, of course, the people applying for the grants will not be the ones that will be doing the actual cleanup, but they'll be hiring contractors. And on all three of these grants, they will be hiring contractors, and that's who we want to go to, the contractors and the subcontractors that are going to be contracting to the contractors who will then do the work for the people who receive these grants. So, again, where we're coming into these ARC grants is we want to find out who has got boots on the ground, the names of the companies, so that we could contact them, particularly in graduation next year. We're looking towards next year. Where can we place our people? And so this is kind of how this all relates. And of course, cleanup grants, just like the other two grants, they are going to be, in fact, if you look at their RFPs before ours is offered, particularly the cleanup and the assessment grants, our grant is going to be, our RFP will be almost identical to these. The charts will be the same. In fact, those of you who already have grants are going to re-upping, are going to look at these charts and say, hey, these are the ones we have to do. You have your threshold requirements, and then you have your ranking criteria. And in the ranking criteria, once you pass the threshold and you go to the actual ranking of who gets what, you have a series of questions. And in cleanup grants, you've got things like community need, identify the community that you're going to be working in, what's the feasibility of you succeeding in your project, what kind of community engagement are you doing, who are your partners, which may be the same as your partners, what are the project benefits, what's your capability to do that, are you working with job training program? So all of those things. Are you doing community notification? Are you, you have you, in their case, they encourage them to have public meetings. And again, what's important and why we're talking about this today is you've got to do all those things. Now, whether you're re-upping or you're a new grantee, if you could write into your grant that not only have you contacted and are you working as a partner with the cleanup grantee or the RLF or the assessment grantee, they need to have, as part of their community notification, public hearings, public meetings, outreach seminars. Now, again, what I'm getting at here is you have to ask them the question, you're going to have a public meeting. Can I participate in the public meeting? Can I perhaps make an announcement that we have an intent? In fact, they have to have a public meeting that says we're intending on submitting an EPA grant to do a cleanup in these particular areas. Imagine if you come in behind them and saying, we are also anticipating participating in the Environmental Workforce Development Job Training Program, which will train people in this community to work at these sites. Now, by doing that, we're setting these, the seeds for when you have to write your grants 2 months from now. You're going to be able to say and document the meeting when it was held, that you had it with your partner, who is either cleanup, assessment, or RLF, that you held a public meeting in this community. And this may also help you decide where in your community assessment, where you want to locate your target group. Because if they're submitting a grant for a particular part of town, and that part of town is in your radar screen, isn't this really synergistic to the extent that you can participate with them in developing a job training program that is not only synergistic with them, but it's in coordination with them. So as they develop their program, you're going to be developing yours. The downside of this is often these cleanup programs get delayed, and there can often be a mismatch. They get delayed, things slow down, you have a harsh winter, something happens, and when your graduates are ready, they're not ready, or that's always an issue that many of our grantees have had, but they work around that. What we're talking about is the best approach to coordinating all of these four grants and getting the grant, and often it'll work out perfect, because once you get the grant, if you get the grant in April, you're going to start training in the fall of next year, and you won't be ready for graduates till either the end of that year or the next spring when construction begins. So often these things just fall into place. So what I'm getting at, and the whole purpose of what I'm talking about today, and those of you who are on the call are going to be way ahead of everyone else, is that you need to get in touch with the RLF, the ARC grantees. And this week, the RFP went out. You've probably gotten all kinds of email and from the listserv of all kinds of technical assistance. I'm going to talk about that in just a second. But things are buzzing about the ARC grants and when they're due. And all of these communities, and again, the ARC and the RLF, I mean, the assessment, the RLF and the cleanup grants, these are given to communities, townships, cities, governmental agencies. So you need to get in touch with them. Now, you're going to ask me this question. Okay, that's fine, but how do I find them? I'm a nonprofit. They're all government agencies. I don't know who to contact. Well, let me give you another hint that not many people really use. They know it's there, but EPA built a great, and I'm going to put this all in the notes. They have a program is called EPA Fact Sheets. And what it does, and I'll give you the address to that, but you go to EPA and the OBLR and the fact sheets, it has every grant that was ever awarded to anyone in there. And of course, if you're a grantee, you'll be in there. And it's a great sort of finder. It's a tool. And you could put in there your state. Say I'm in North Carolina. I would put in North Carolina. I could put in environmental workforce development job training grants, one of the four grants. And I could specify a year or put all years. And it'll tell me everyone who's ever gotten a grant, when they got the grant. And it'll give me a forward address to get to their fact sheets. Well, you could do that for environment workforce. You could do it for a particular year or all years. Well, what we're saying here is, imagine this. You're in North Carolina, and I'm thinking of applying for environmental workforce development job training program. Okay, you're telling me I have to hook up with assessment RLF or cleanup grant. Well, I could go into the fact sheets, and I could put in there, I could put the box in that I would like to click the box on RLF, cleanup, or assessment, or just one. Maybe I want to just hook up with the cleanup grantees. And I could put in all years, but that's okay. And I'll get a list of every grant that was done. And it'll give you the year, how much awarded the year. But what's important is the link. And on the cleanup and RLF, in most cases, you'll find a phone number, particularly on the cleanup grants. You'll find, we'll click North Carolina. We're going to click all years, and we're going to click cleanup grants. And it'll automatically show every cleanup grant that was done in North Carolina. And I can then click from there. They've got a list of maybe 20, 30. I could click on a specific one, Wilkesboro. I'll click on Wilkesboro, and it'll give me the fact sheet. And the nice thing about the fact sheet on those is they'll give you the phone number. It'll give you not necessarily a name, but it'll give you the phone number of where you're going. I could then call up that City Hall or Wilkesboro phone number and ask to talk to the people who are working on the ARC grants. If they say, well, I don't know what ARC is, well, Assessment, Revolving Loan Fund, or the Brownfields grants. And they'll say, oh, okay, I'll connect you. And this is who's working on it. So then you go and you see them and you say, but we're thinking of submitting or re-upping, or we have an environmental workforce development job training grant. And I want to sit down and talk to you about partnering and sharing information for our grants, and perhaps sharing our public announcements and public meetings with you. Okay, great. Because we're thinking of submitting, and we need to be able to count on you to get those two extra points that we're working with you. So it's a match for everyone. Now, here's the only issue with that. They give you every year from the beginning, so that might be a fairly long list. Well, then what I would suggest, and their grants and ARC are just like ours, you can't necessarily submit every year, but you could go back to the last 3 years. You could go to 16, which was FY17, 15 and 14, and you can click those boxes and say, okay, everyone who submitted a grant for those would have a very high likelihood of either having an active grant in process, and you could keep going back because some of these grants go on way past the 3 years. So you could keep clicking back and find out if there's a town near you or in your sites, near you, in your sites, or your same target group. You absolutely want to contact them and touch base with them so you could both pick up those extra 2 points. You can also do a whole lot of things that people normally wait too long, and you can attend a public meeting. They could introduce you to the people at City Hall. They could tell you who their partners are. They could tell you who their contractors are if they've been doing this for a while. And I probably don't have to tell you all the information when you see these RFPs that you can get just by making that phone call. So you definitely need to do this. And the reason we're doing it today is the RFP came out. You don't want to wait too long, because what happens if we wait too long? Even though our RFP has come out, they're going to say, well, we've already had our public meetings. So we've already had those. And so it's, unfortunately, it's just a little too late. We'd like to part you on your other things, but you're going to miss the public hearings. So definitely do that as soon as possible. Now, we're getting a little past this, so we may want to talk more in detail at the next PLC, but I want to talk about technical assistance, because you're going to get a lot of information on technical assistance that's being offered to the ARC grantees. It's a program called TAB, Technical Assistance to Brownfields, and there are actually three organizations, three nonprofits, KSU, which they call their program TAB, Technical Assistance to Brownfield, another TAB program called NJIT, and then another one, CCCLR, which is out west. And each one of those handles a different part of the country. They break the country into three groups. And NJIT is 1, 3, and 4, those regions. KSU is 5, 6, 7, 8, and then CCLR is region 2, 9, and 10. And what they're supposed to be doing is kind of what we're doing, but they do it a lot differently. They provide technical assistance to communities, potential grantees, people who are interested in their program. But what they do, they're not addressing workforce. They're addressing the technical aspects. But they're still looking at engaging in the communities. They might be involved with health issues. They may be talking about the technical aspects of cleanup and how they're doing it. So they're our sister program. They're also funded out of a stream of EPA funds that we apply to called K6. But those programs can also be useful to the Environment Workforce Development programs. I'm going to put these in the notes. They are also having webinars that you really want to attend if you can. There's one on October 3rd. I'm going to put this in the notes. October 3rd, KSU is going to have a webinar on technical assistance to brownfields. Again, the ARC grants. October 17th, NJIT is going to have one, and that's going to be, again, technical assistance to brownfields. While it's geared to their region, it's a good thing to go to. The CCLR is doing individual, I haven't seen an announcement on their webinar, but they're working with the region, Western regional states on an individual basis. The one that you really want to go to, though, I mentioned the 3rd and the 17th, which I'll put in the notes, is October 5th, which is in the coming week. EPA, and they'll do this for the workforce program too. As soon as they put out a RFP, EPA will sponsor their own technical assistance webinar. And that webinar basically goes over the RFP and everything that's required in the RFP. So of these three, I would strongly urge you, if you could go to one of them, if you go to all three of them, if you go to one of them, I'd go to the October 5th one, EPA. Because it'll go through their RFP, and you're going to find out how similar their RFP is to the one we're going to be responding to. You will also see in there that they have to work with you. So you're going to find that that's going to be valuable, even though it has to do more with cleanup grants and it has to do more with assessment. But the RFPs are going to be almost identical. So you want to go to the October 5th one. If you could go to another one, I would say the October 3rd one put on by KSU is excellent. And KSU has an excellent website, and it's called TAB-EZ, which I'll put in the notes. And the interesting thing about TAB-EZ, it's geared towards the ARC grants, but they do some things that have to do with job training. And in fact, if you go to the TAB-EZ program, which is a website that KSU developed, you can guide yourself down into an area where they actually put up Environmental Workforce Development job training grants. There's about 5 or 6 of them on there. In fact, Rochester, who was on the PLC several sessions ago, their grant is on there. There's about 4 or 5, not many, but they put on the actual grant applications. They offer to review people's grants, which we never have and wouldn't want to do, because our grants are just so site-specific and very subjective. But they have some tools that basically go over ARC grants, not the job training grants, but the ARC grants, and they'll review it and they'll say, it looks good to me, or it looks bad to me. I don't know how deep they can get into 200 grants, but they will look at some grant applications and kind of check off boxes to see that if everything's there. But as part of that, they do put up some job training grants, which you may want to go look at to see what other people have done. Again, I put a word of caution on this. And again, we shy away from this because if you take one of these grants that has been submitted and accepted and try to follow it, it may get you nowhere. It in fact, backwards, because there's so many case-by-case evaluations of these that, in fact, when the evaluators look at these grants, if they're too similar to someone else's or if they're too similar to your, if you're re-upping too similar to last year's, they'll knock you down. So you have to be extremely careful. But they're up there and you can take a look at them and see what other people have done.
Mike, I have another webinar to add to your list. Since you've been talking, I got another email from headquarters of another announcement that they wanted me to share if we were able to do that. In 2 weeks, the Office of Grants and Debarment is going to be hosting a grants award process webinar that's for EPA applicants and recipients. It says this is a high-level webinar that covers topics related to finding and applying for grants, as well as the basics of managing an award. This webinar is going to be on Tuesday, October 10th from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and there is no registration necessary. So I will send this to you. I'm also going to put this announcement out on the listserv so that you can add that to your list in your post-session notes. And then the other thing is that earlier this week I did put an announcement out on the listserv about the NJIT webinars. Today I got one from KSU that just talks about some of those that you just mentioned, the webinars that you just mentioned. I will put that out on the listserv also.
Great. We'll, in a future PLC, we'll talk about this grants and debarment issue in a whole preparation and what you need to do in terms of DUNS number and registering for SAMS and all of that. But we'll cover that at another point. But we're really in an interesting time. This is kind of the precursor to the beginning of the season for doing the job training. So between now and Christmas, hopefully we're going to be covering writing your grants. So the time is now. And everything that we've talked about in the last several PLCs really need to be getting started. And those had a lot to do with labor market assessments, partnerships, choosing your partners, setting up your advisory committees. Those of you who hadn't been on previous calls may want to go to our notes and see what we talked about in those cases. So are there any questions? A lot going on right now, and it's just starting as of last week, and it'll be going on for the next couple of months. Any questions out there? We don't like to keep people past the half hour, but I think this is fairly important. Okay, well, thanks everybody. Our next PLC is going to be on the 11th of October. So
thanks,
we'll
Mike.
Talk to you often. If you have any questions, just send a question to GLOW and we'll go from there. Thanks,
thank
everybody.
You. All right. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.